What's up, sunshine? I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. Today we are traveling from the birth of movies to a telescope, looking back toward the birth of the universe. History, mystery, and a whole lot of curiosity. Let's get smarter. Lights, camera, action. 129 years ago today, one of history's most famous inventors helped shape the future of motion pictures. On August 31st, 1897, Thomas Edison received a patent for his motion picture camera, the kinetograph, predecessor to modern projectors. It was cutting-edge technology for its time, capturing a rapid sequence of images onto strips of celluloid film. And when those pictures were viewed rapidly, one after another, bam, your brain perceived motion. While Edison is credited with the patent, here is your history knowledge bomb. Edison didn't do it alone. His assistant, William Kennedy Laurie Dixon, is credited with the bulk of the experimentation and development. A reminder that some of history's greatest individual inventions were actually team sports. The kinetograph helped pave the way for the development of movie projectors, theaters, and the entertainment experience we know and love today. Somewhere Edison's probably like, I should have patented popcorn too. A new eye in the sky has just launched into the cosmos to help us better understand the mysteries of space. The Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope blasted off Sunday from Kennedy Space Center aboard a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket. Over the next 5 years, the bus-sized telescope will seek out otherwise invisible and faint space objects.
And liftoff. Go Falcon Heavy and go Roman Space Telescope.
And liftoff
is basically cosmic panorama mode. Roman is able to survey the sky up to 1,000 times faster than the famous Hubble telescope across a field of view about 100 times larger. And it's expected to help answer some of science's biggest questions about dark matter and dark energy. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order beginning the process of creating a new U.S. Space Academy. Think Naval Academy with a lot more rocket science. The proposed academy would recruit and train aspiring astronauts, physicists, engineers, and aerospace technicians, among others. The president announced the move in Houston, Texas, while presenting the Artemis II crew with the Congressional Space Medal of Honor. He said the U.S. Space Academy would train personnel for the Space Force and NASA, while also supporting the civilian space industry like SpaceX and Blue Origin. Important distinction, the executive order creates a commission to figure out how to make the academy happen. To Nepal now, where as of this taping, more than 3,000 people are reported missing after that catastrophic flooding and landslide along the Chinese-Nepali border. The death toll has risen to at least 750 people. Rescue crews are running into changing landscapes as another landslide on Saturday created a new barrier lake near the disaster zone. The rescuers themselves had to be evacuated from the area. Almost 1,000 workers are also missing across a slew of hydropower projects in Nepal. In one of the tunnels, rescuers are pumping air in and dropping food, but haven't connected with anyone inside yet. Among the missing are foreign nationals from around the world. CNN's Will Ripley found one American couple who narrowly escaped the flood while on a tour bus.
Violent. It was aggressive. Aggressive with anger. That's how I saw the water come. So I really asked him, why is God so angry with us?
Anjana Raja and Puttupi Venkatesan came to Nepal from Northern California for a spiritual journey, but not one like this.
Just seeing so many people die, I think that's going to last for a while. It's going to linger for a while. I don't know if we will get over it anytime soon.
They were on a tour bus near the China-Nepal border about to cross into Tibet when people outside started running and screaming.
There was no time to think. Our reflexes needed to be so fast. I saw something coming really brown up there, going up like 60 to 70 feet, something coming brown our way. At that point, I didn't know whether it was water or whether it was dust. So the way it came just like a tsunami. It just came going all the way up. And just like a tsunami, how it sweeps going like a row, it just took the buses, the
vans,
houses, people, everything.
They shared this photo showing what's left of their tour bus.
It's very hard to express in words. A lot of turmoil inside. It was nerve-wracking, especially when you see death just 5 seconds away from you. I thought about everybody who lost their lives there.
He's a lifesaver.
Yeah. My brother.
Their tour guide, Dashi Tumang, guided them up the mountain with just seconds to spare.
How can running,
Just running.
Just running. 10 seconds is finished.
10 seconds, everything's underwater.
Yeah.
Oh my god, oh my god, man.
After running to higher ground, they spent the night huddling in the woods with a small group of survivors.
There are about 70, 80 people in that little area. We got to put our bags, sit on the bag, and that's about it. You know, we had like 2-inch wiggle room. We couldn't move more than 2 inches because it was so full. Water all night, little or no food. We had to share water, whoever had water.
Finally, a helicopter came to rescue them.
And here you are now, and you have your temporary passport. You're going to go home and see your daughter and your son.
I can't wait. Can't wait.
What do you want to say to them? What are you going to do when you see them?
I'm going to hug them and cry because I am an emotional mama. I am going to hug them and cry, and I'm just thankful to God that I'm alive and there for them. I'm going to tell them, take life seriously and be ready for whatever comes. This is a learning. Things could happen to anyone. It could happen to us again, so be ready. I'm going to tell them that.
10-second trivia. What year was Little League Baseball founded? 1924, 1939, 1953, or 1961? Tick, 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 tick. If you said 1939, play ball! Little League was founded by Carl E. Stotts in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. It's become a global sensation, played by approximately 2 million 10 to 12-year-olds across 80 different countries. This year's Little League Baseball World Series is officially in the books. Congrats to Curaçao capturing its second Little League World Series championship after defeating Nevada. The Caribbean powerhouse punched its ticket after shutting out Japan 4-0 in the international championship. Curaçao is the only Caribbean nation ever to win the Little League Baseball World Series. Nevada reached the final after beating Ohio 12-2 in Saturday's U.S. championship game. That's where 12-year-old Carson Meyer became the first girl ever to play in the U.S. championship game. And she drove in a run. How's that for seizing your moment? The Little League World Series is an annual reminder that we're never too young to chase greatness. From legendary names like Gary Sheffield, Jason Varitek, and Todd Frazier to present-day All-Stars, some of baseball's biggest names appeared in the tournament long before reaching the biggest stage. In 2007, future three-time All-Star and 2019 NL MVP Cody Bellinger helped lead his Chandler, Arizona team to the semifinals at just 11 years old. 13 years later, he hoisted the World Series trophy as a Los Angeles Dodger. More than 70 tournament alumni have reached the majors. Pretty cool reminder, we never know where the field we're playing on right now might eventually lead, so keep dreaming big. Today's story getting a 10 out of 10. Two mechanics proving that sometimes the most important thing you can fix is not the car, it's somebody's day. At the Junkie Garage in Glendale, Arizona, 17-year-old Matthew Cuba and his dad, Mike, fix cars for veterans, single parents, seniors, and others in need of free or low-cost repairs. The idea started after financial struggles forced Mike to learn how to repair his own car. Customers can bring their own parts, and the father-son team provides the labor. Sometimes Matthew and Mike buy parts themselves when a customer simply can't afford them. Their Facebook supporters can chip in a couple dollars a month, helping the Cubas help others.
For us, it's about helping people who can never repay that favor.
It makes me feel like a superhero in a way. I mean, I'm helping people that otherwise wouldn't have had any solution.
They're fixing brakes, engines, and maybe even restoring a little faith in humanity. All right, superstars, two shout outs for you today on this last day of August. This first one goes to Mrs. J. Rodriguez at Grizzly Challenge Charter School in San Luis Obispo, California. Tough times can make us tougher. We can learn strength from our struggles. Rise up and thank you for making us a part of your day. And this shout out goes to Mr. Bennett at Most Holy Redeemer School in Evergreen Park, Illinois. And speaking of rise up, thank you for my new favorite shirt. Check it out. Shine on, sunshine. Stay curious, stay kind, and wherever you go today, bring some light with you. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.